Well, today is the 23rd of November, 1968, and it wasn't too many years ago that I made a little trip from Abilene to Frioni to see my little big sister get married, and I want to take this opportunity to wish Janet and Clyde a real happy anniversary, and sorry that I couldn't repay you some way for all that you've done for me on this your anniversary. Mother, I really did appreciate your last tape that you sent, and enjoyed everything that you had to say. It was a real well organized tape, and I really did appreciate you getting it together. It seemed like it had been a while since I'd heard, but I'm not going to say anything because it's been a good while since you've heard from me. I'll try to answer your tapes of the 3rd and the 5th. You started your tape on the 3rd, and then I think you ended up finishing it on the 5th. So I'll try to answer that tape today. You mentioned about going over to Hereford and eating at the Kaysen House. I think the only time I've ever been over to the Kaysen House in Hereford was the time that I believe it was Carol was getting married or something. I don't remember now. Anyway, we went over there and ate for something connected with the wedding. I can't remember now what it was. I was wondering just about how often Kay does call y'all, or how often y'all call Kay. You mentioned on that tape that Kay had just called you and she was real excited about her ski trip. I was wondering just how often y'all do get together over the telephone. I hope that you do have a real happy ski trip, and I know Kay's real worried about her ski, or she's not really worried. She's mentioned a couple of times about her ski clothes, so you might get her some ski clothes if you want to get her something for Christmas. I wouldn't spend a lot of money, because you never can tell. She may not like skiing as well as we all do. But, I would appreciate if you take care of her. I know that y'all will enjoy yourselves and have a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed your trip to Abilene. I was sorry to hear that Daddy was so tired, and I'm sure that he didn't enjoy it as much as he would have if he'd been rested up. But I guess you worked that hard, you just hadn't got time to slow down. You mentioned, or was wondering if I remembered Bill Phillips. I remember Bill Phillips real well. We went up there to Buffalo Lake and had to ski, and remember how cold it was and all the kids that he had. And I really enjoyed old Bill, and I guess actually that was the first time I'd really been around Clyde a whole lot for a long period of time. And I really did enjoy that little trip we spent up there, even though it was so cold. I really did appreciate and enjoyed you telling me about Janet and Clyde coming by the house. I guess it was on the night of the 3rd, which would have been on a Sunday night. They come by after church, and wasn't there 5 minutes until the kids started fighting, and Clyde jumped up and told them to go to the car. He had promised them if they started fighting, he was going to take them home. So it was real funny, I thought. I don't guess Clyde and Janet think it's too funny. How about that, Clyde? If you need any help, just give me a caller. I'll sure do my best to help you out over, old buddy. Sorry to hear that Flossie Brown is in the hospital. I tell her she better get out of there and get back to work. I appreciate the Christmas card that Shay fixed up and sent to me. It meant a lot to me. I'm sure it was all from my heart. As far as packages goes, I've been doing pretty good on the packages. I've been getting a lot of packages. I got your package, one with the nuts and the toys, and had some candy and some gum, shoestring potatoes in there and some pears. And your little toy. I don't know what I'll do with the toy there. What is it? The two little bears that are eating, and I think I'll probably send that back to you and let you keep it there. It'll just get tore up over here probably. I got a package from Kay that had a Christmas tree in it. It's about a little 2-foot Christmas tree, so we're gonna have a Christmas tree over here for Christmas if everything goes all right. I did get a package from the Newman Loafmans, which I appreciated very much. She sent me some candy and some cookies, and she had an apple right in the center of it. I took it over the Power Loft, and it didn't last too, or over to my shop over there, and it didn't last too long over there, but we did enjoy it while it lasted. I got a package from the Mormons in Clovis. Had two loaves of banana bread in there, and I believe that's the best banana bread I've ever had. Had one of those small cans of frozen, what used to be frozen Hawaiian punch in there. It come through real nice, and I really did appreciate that. I had a little Hawaiian punch today, and it's the first I've had in about a month now. She sent some fruit along with it, and a little candy in there. Last week I got a package from the Robinsons, Ralph and Babe, and they sent me some candy from Stuckey's and a few other little goodies, which I appreciated. She put some pictures in there and wrote a real nice letter. So I've already written a couple of thank you notes, and I'll get the rest of them off shortly. As far as the elections are concerned, I thought they went real well. I don't guess Clyde thought they went too good, did they, Clyde? Well, you can't win them all, I guess. Maybe Nixon will help a little bit. I'm sure he wouldn't do as good as Wallace would have if he'd been in there, but maybe he won't turn the world upside down anyway. You mentioned something about my bank account, that I had $500 in there as of November the 1st. And I don't guess we need to transfer that over yet. Whenever we decide when we're going and she decides how much it's going to cost her, well, you can go ahead and send her whatever it takes to get her plane ticket over to Hawaii, and then I give her a little bit of money in the traveler's checks to carry over, because I don't know how much money I'll be bringing from this end of the world, but we'll see about that a little later. It's still a little soon to be deciding. I was glad to hear that you are going on over to Plainview and seeing the doctor over there. I hope he can straighten you out, and sounds like he does have a lot of interest in you personally and taking care of you. I'm sure that a doctor that does keep wanting to see you, it does take a little more interest in you. I don't know what the problem was. You never did tell me about it, so I guess everything's working out now. You mentioned about Opal and Ore going downtown picking up some pink towels. That was real nice of them. I'm sure it was well deserved on your part. I'd like to have been back there whenever you were cooking your pumpkin pies, and smelling the smell in the kitchen also. It's one thing you don't get over here, is a good old home kitchen smell.